welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. I'm broadcasting today using some old technology, as my new technology isn't working properly yet in our new broadcast facility here just outside of Greater Boston, but next week I'll be back in digital format, so bear with me for this hour of the broadcast, because we've got two very special gentlemen standing by. A little later on, we'll be joined by Mark Evans, who is a ASC certified mechanic. He's also an automotive radio talk show host and a field producer for this show. And we're going to do a little under the hood segment, but we're going to begin by shining the spotlight on an event that is just wrapped up. It's the Lingenfelter Performance Nationals event, the inaugural Jam Pack weekend. And it's my pleasure to welcome, to tell us all about the weekend and how it went, the gentleman that's in charge of all things Lingenfelter. It's the president of Lingenfelter Performance Engineering. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the airways of Auto World, Ken. How are you doing there, Ken?
Oh, I'm doing great. Boy, we had such a great day today. It was incredible.
That's wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about the whole weekend. It kicked off on Friday. That's when the gates opened up, and you had a car show and some drag racing and lots of cool stuff. Kind of give us an overall look at the weekend.
Well, our goal right from the get-go was to try and get as many people out on the track, on the drag strip, and out on the autocross course. This was an Optima qualifier, and I'm not sure if you're all familiar or your guests or your audience is all familiar with the Optima Challenge Series, but it's been very important to us and very near and dear to our heart. And so we did get together with the guys from Optima. They were one of our sponsors, and they also did a set up an autocross course along with requirements to make a trip down the drag strip with the cars. And they all had a really good time. The autocross course was long and very fast. That always makes it a little bit more fun. The track we were at was Norwalk Drag Strip, and those people who are familiar with that track would understand it's one of the jewels of drag racing tracks around. And believe me, we hit a lot of drag strips. It's one of our favorites. So we had a great time out there. The car show went well. We actually picked up our Copo Camaro also this last week. The guys at GM knew we were going to have our event this weekend, so they got it ready for us. Picked it up Wednesday night and got a chance to get it out on the track and dial it in a little bit. I'm glad to say we beat the record that was out there for that car. We did an 864 with it.
Wow.
The record was 866, so we're feeling pretty good about that, too. So it was a great weekend. We all had a really good time, got a lot of racing in, and we actually even had the Quick 8, the Pro Mod cars out, and they provided some great entertainment also. So it was a very, very good weekend, Bob.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And I know you were looking forward to the challenges between the Mustangs and the Camaros and the Challengers and the different brands competing. How did that shake down, Ken?
You know, it shaped out very good. The Sandusky, Ohio area is a big Mustang area, so we had a lot of Mustangs come out. We had a few Challengers come out, too. And, you know, there's always been a little bit of that grudge racing stuff going on between the three brands. And I'm glad to say there are probably more Camaros than just about anything else. But fact is, it was a great weekend, and I think everybody had a lot of fun. So,
let's tell our listeners all across North America a little bit more about Lingenfelter Performance Engineering. It's a family-owned business. It's been around for more than 34 years, and you guys just do some remarkable work on some of the world's most sought-after sports cars, and we're going to tell everybody about the record you did with the ZL1, the run not that long ago, but you've been doing a lot of work with the LS9 power plant, which is in the Cadillacs, the CTSV.
You know, we have LS9 engine's an incredible engine. General Motors has done a lot with it, and obviously they have to leave a lot on the table with that engine because of the restrictions and the things that they've got to work with, but you know, we can take that engine and kind of take it out to its limits and then some. And we've had a lot of fun with it. The Cadillac CTSV, it's amazing how many cars we've done. including station wagons, believe it or not. We've tuned a sizable number of new CTSV wagons. I drive a CTSV coupe as one of my daily drivers. It's got 750 horsepower.
Wow.
And great manners around town in addition to that. And as you said, Bob, you know, we did the ZL1. We got an early car from General Motors and went out and did a little bit of magic to the motor and then did a run in the tents at the drag strip and then took it down to Texas and did 202 miles an hour with it on the Continental Tire Track down there. And I know it worked up some of the Mustang guys because, you know, the Shelby 500 hasn't hit 200 yet. And I'll tell you, if you ever thought the quibbling between the Camaro and Mustang guys was over, let me tell you, it was live and well. Lots of internet, a lot of trash talking going on back and forth. So, but it was all in fun, and we had a great time with it. So
that's great. So this was the inaugural event. Is this something that after the great response of this year that you're likely to do next year and beyond?
You know, we had a conversation with Bill Bader after the event, and I think we all walked away feeling like we accomplished every goal that we were after. And, yeah, I'd like to. The biggest challenge is trying to find the best weekend where you're not competing with a whole bunch of other events.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is. Every weekend this summer there's two or three or four events going on, and obviously we want to get as many people there as possible. So we may just stick with the September date, because this worked out pretty good. We were competing with a few events, but we had a pretty good turnout and lots of great race cars and a lot of fun. So,
oh, that's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit more about that ZL1 run that you did. As you mentioned, you got an early ZL1 and partnered up with an old friend of mine from Hot Rod Magazine, who's been there a long time, the editor-in-chief, and he's a gentleman that actually took the vehicle down the strip.
Well, you know, Dave Freiberger is a great guy, as you were talking about. He's a very good driver, and we knew we needed some credibility going into this, and so who better to put behind the wheel but Dave, and he actually drove the car. If your listeners are interested, there's some YouTube video on it. And watching a ZL1 pass at 200 miles an hour and listening to the noise the car makes really gets the car guy going. So it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I have so much respect for that entire team there. Al Openizer and I have been friends for a number of years. He's the chief engineer, as you know, on the Camaro. And we were out on a lot of power tours over the years when they were just showing that car as a concept vehicle. And boy, it was a dream when they decided to go into production with it. And who would believe that here in 2012, 2013, we would have such a gamut of great high-performance vehicles that actually, you know, still deliver decent fuel economy as well?
Decent fuel economy, and I've got a lot of manners around town. I mean, to drive the car at low RPMs is really not a problem at all. So, yeah, it's the best of all worlds, and we're having a lot of fun with them. Al's a great guy. They've done a wonderful job over developing that Camaro, and we actually think after today's run with their new Copo car, there's probably a lot of guys doing a lot of high fives and some back over flips, because it was an incredible run. The crowd was just so excited about seeing that Copo run down the drag strip. So it was a fun day.
Oh, absolutely. Tell us about what's ahead for Lingenfelter. Of course, you've got the big Las Vegas convention, the SEMA convention, not that far off. You must be busy preparing for that. And I know that there's a race that you're going to be participating in that occurs right after that event. Tell us about that, Ken.
Yeah, well, we will. We'll be at SEMA as we always are. And as you know, it always seems like things happen at the last minute for SEMA, so you always have to plan ahead, and we'll be doing that. But we've also been invited to race our L28 car in the Optima Challenge at Pahrump at Spring Mountain Racetrack.
Oh, cool. When we come back, we'll hear more about that. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
America, we thank you so much for joining us. Ken Lingenfelter is with us. He is president of Lingenfelter Performance Engineering, and you can check out their cool website at lingenfelter.com. And before the break there, Ken, you were telling us about this race, which happens right after SEMA. Tell us a little bit more detail about this upcoming event.
Well, there's the Optima series runs all year. It's a race sponsored by Optima Batteries, and it's a series of autocross races, speed stop challenge, and some car shows that they have along the way. But the ultimate goal for everybody who wants to race in the series is to get an invitation to race in the Optima Street Challenge in Pahrump, Las Vegas at the Spring Mountain Racetrack. and it's the day after SEMA. It'll be the Saturday after, and there'll be a very good number of cars that will have been done well during the year and have been invited to this race. And we'll be racing out at that track and looking for the fastest and the best and at street stop and also on that that road course that they've got out there. So it's a very, very fun event.
Oh, that sounds great. I love checking out your website because you've got so much cool stuff there. You've got Camaro parts, Corvette parts, CTSV parts, crate engines. Let's talk about some of the body kits that you've got available for the current generation of the Camaro. You've got some really cool looking pieces there. Can tell our listeners all about that.
Well, you know, the body kits obviously, look good on the car. We like the ground effects. We do a little bit of a different look on the front end. We've got a window hood that we put on the car so you can see the supercharger from the outside. That seems to be going over very, very well. We sold a lot of those. And we've got our own striping package that we think really complements the Camaro as it is. Of course, we've got things for Corvettes and Cadillac CTSVs also. And those are the main products that we tune. We've pretty much stuck with General Motors and the General Motors products that are built and had our best luck with them. And that's kind of been our heritage also. So they're great-looking kits, and they're all available through the website.
Let's talk a little bit about crate engines that you offer. Again, this is a golden time for crate engines. There's all kinds of wonderful stuff out there. And, of course, the stuff that you produce at Lingenfelter stands head and shoulders above all others as far as I'm concerned.
Had a really good brand. We've been out there, as you mentioned at the beginning, company's just about 35 years old. Anybody who understands and realizes the experience we have with LS engines understands that the crate engines that we built are built for very, very tough use and great racing. And one of the best examples is the car that we use in this Optima series. We call it the L28. We can't call it a Z28 for obvious reasons, but that car's got a 680 horsepower naturally aspirated engine in it. And every time it goes by, we've got people coming up to us asking how they get that motor. So it's a good business for us to be in, and we're glad to help customers get as much horsepower as they like, to be honest with you.
Let's go back some 34 years or so, back to Reeves Callaway was one of the gentlemen that played an important role in the history of Lingenfelter, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing and talking with Reeves a number of times, and he contacted Lingenfelter, and that was an interesting story. Tell us about that, Ken.
Well, you may know that Callaway, Reeves is a very good friend of mine also, and Callaway builds a very good car. I think a lot of people think we're head-to-head competitors, but we're really friends. We've worked together over the years. Reeves and I built a couple of cars together here not all that long ago, but the story you're talking about was the Sledgehammer, a very, very fast car. John Lingenfelter, my cousin, was contacted by Reeves, and they put together a plan where John would drive the Sledgehammer with a motor that we built to a record. It was 255 miles an hour, and it was quite a deal because the car really hadn't had any real aerodynamics done to it, and they drove it to the track, and they drove it back. So quite a story. There's also video available on that, and as I said, it was a great collaboration of two really good engineers and produced an incredible car, that Corvette Sledgehammer. So
it certainly is a great story. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com if you have a question for Ken Lingenfelter. And I do have an email question. This one comes from James in Las Vegas, Nevada. He says he owns a Pontiac GTO the last year that they made the GTO, and wants to know if the Lingenfelter folks have a package or any tuning accessories for his 2006 GTO. That's an interesting story, that car, of course, with its Holden architecture, but LS-powered, so I imagine you probably got some stuff for the GTO.
Oh, boy, we certainly do. I think most of the time we use Magnuson to supercharge those cars. I actually have one in my car collection up in Michigan, and we can get them a lot more horsepower and then make that car even more fun than it already is. You take that engine, add some exhaust and some hidden cam, and along with that supercharger, you can make those things go real fast.
And how about the current-day Challenger and Charger from 2008 right up until today, 2013? What kind of packages have you got available for Mopar folks?
You know, we've done some work with Challenger. We haven't done anything with Charger at this point, but the Challenger Hemi, we've worked with Magnuson on to tune a supercharger and get a good calibration on it. And once again, we've got one of those in the car collection, and it is very, very fast. You know, we probably built, I'm going to say, 15 or 20 of those cars, and they seem to be bulletproof, and our customers are really happy with them. So there's some great answers for Challenger also.
That's great. And when it comes to CTSV, I mean, not only have you got engine upgrades, exhaust upgrades, but you've also got lots of other cool stuff, including some interior upgrades that you can do to your CTSV, which really looks super.
Yeah, you know, we like to make sure everybody understands. We've got a very good brand. A lot of people understand the kind of horsepower we build. And so when our customer has us do a job, we make sure that the interior of the car says Lingenfelder also. So we've got some nice appointments we can add there, too.
Excellent. What's the most exciting thing about your job, Ken?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the thing is, I'm an enthusiast also. I think some of my friends think I need psychiatric help, and it's always trying to draw the line as to, you know, the business and having fun. But the fun factor is very, very high, Bob, and we're doing a great job at it.
Well, John, I so appreciate you stopping by and telling us about the inaugural Lingenfelter Performance Nationals, which just wrapped up literally hours ago, and I'm so glad to hear that it went so well, and hopefully we'll get some time to do some interviews out there at SEMA, and we definitely want to make you a regular staple here on Auto World. We so appreciate you and your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob. We'll have a lot of video up on our Facebook page, so tune in, okay?
All right, sounds good, my friend. Straight ahead, Mark Evans. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you got that Cadillac there?
We're back live here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by one of our regulars. He's a field reporter for the show, and he is also a guy that I've known for quite some time, one of the nicest guys out there, and he's an ASC certified mechanic, and he's also a automotive radio talk show host. Mark Evans, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing there, Mark?
I'm doing good, Bob. Happy Auto World Sunday to you and all the listeners. It's good to be back on and be able to get some wrenches out and maybe fix a couple cars, huh?
Absolutely. I understand yesterday you did some local radio in your neck of the woods in Boise. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I got my weekends mixed up. It's actually next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Is the day. Yeah. Here in Boise, Idaho, KBOI, been talking with me about maybe doing my old show, you know, where you and I, where I first
sure.
started and where I met you, Auto Talk, of course. And so kind of, you know, it's just, I like doing it and it's fun to help people. And like you know, you've been doing radio for many, many years in the automotive industry, and there's, we can all learn just from listening and asking questions, and that's what they're, you know, talking to me about, and kind of interesting. So you know, you never know. Radio is an interesting thing. You know, it takes listeners, of course, our listeners, to make it happen, and of course, it takes sponsors to make it
yep.
work too. And it's not like a newspaper, you know. If they just can't print another hour of radio time. There's only so many hours of hours in a day. So
yeah, that is so true. And something I like to say to our listeners all the time, that it's very important for listeners to support local radio stations, the stations that broadcast this show, and the stations that are out there, because it's a tough time in the economy, and it's a tough time in the advertising market for all of radio. And I always say support the advertisers on this program and other syndicated shows, because, you know, where else can you get free entertainment and Mark Evans all wrapped up in one?
Yeah, there you go. You know, that's what's neat too, Bob, is radio. You know, here you and I are as friends. We've been in the industry many, many years. I mean, our whole entire life, we, we actually eat, breathe, and sleep automotive, don't we?
Absolutely.
You've been, of course, you know so many people. I mean, your little address book you got, or your little Rolodex, I mean, it's so big and thick that all those contacts and all those great people out there that you know and it's all great, truthful information. And without you being on the radio, to share it with our listeners, being brought to the listeners by sponsors, it just wouldn't work. And so I've been talking to some folks here, some companies around town about maybe firing up the old fire in me again and doing a local automotive talk radio. And it's amazing.
That's great.
How they've responded. It's like, yeah, we've always wanted a menu of some sort to get our word out to let the people locally know where and who we are, you know? So
that's good.
It's exciting. And then there's always in the automotive industry, there's always a car or truck or a rototiller. I've had, you know, guys on their jet boats live on the river and they can't get their engine running and they're calling you on the cell phone live. So like we've had here on Auto World, and that's the whole key about it is helping, you know.
Absolutely. And it's, our telephone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by to take your calls if you've got an issue with your car mechanically. Mark is an ASC certified mechanic, been doing it for more than 30 years, and he can help you out if your car isn't running right, or if you've gotten a diagnosis from your local dealership, a mechanic that you want to question an expert. Mark is a guy to question about that local diagnosis, and 100% free at 855-660-4261. Got a question here that was emailed to me during this past week, and it's to do with something you don't hear about so much today, and that's rust and structural integrity of a vehicle. A gentleman emailed me with a question. He also is an owner of a Corvette like myself, a fifth generation Corvette. His is a little bit younger than mine. His is a 2000 Corvette. And unfortunately, his dealership has told him that the frame on the vehicle is rusted, and there's some structural integrity problems, and they're worried about him repairing this vehicle. Is it going to be worthwhile for it to be repaired? That's always a tough one to hear, and I didn't know what to say to the gentleman. So why don't we pose that question to you, Mark, the expert? What do you do when you're faced with that kind of news?
Well, it's horrible news, definitely, Bob. The word rust is something that destroys big time. I mean, it's a cancer of metal, and it's a disease of metal. And we, in different areas of the United States, of course, back east where you're at, you have to deal with rust more so than we do out here out west. It just, we don't even, I mean, people go for days and days and months, maybe even up to a year plus, not even worrying about washing their car. So we don't have to deal with the word rust, but back east, when you get into the rust and you say Corvette, I mean, there's some horsepower under the hood. And, you know, fiberglass is not going to be affected by salt and getting gobbled up by the word rust. But it is a cancer, and once the rust sets into the metal, it's going to just eat away very, very gradually, and you won't know it until, you know, if you got the Corvette and you decide on a nice, warm, hot day or whatever, and you're out there having fun in that car, and you decide to put the pedal to the metal, and it, you know, it spins the back tires, you take off, or it doesn't spin the back tires, and you still, you know, you get hit with the torque word, and it sets you back in the seat, and then all of a sudden, next time you drive the car, it's gobbling up the tires. It's out of alignment. And because it's the rust, the metal, the whatever piece of metal that's in the chassis to the unibody has been now twisted. And I've actually seen some engines that's actually been, I think it's a motor mount that's out, that mounts the motor into the uniframe, but it's not. It's actually where the uniframe has actually been twisted and belched up. And so now you're gobbling U joints because the driveline's not in kilter anymore. It's called inclination, or the driveline, rear-wheel drive car. It has to be lined up perfectly, and if it's not, if the motor and the transmission sitting in there just just off literally a quarter of an inch, and all of a sudden you're going to gobble up U-joints. So Rust Gel is a product that I've used before. It works really, really good. It's as simple as what you have to do when the rust gets so bad, you have to actually cut the rust out, just like a human doctor going in and taking the cancer out of a human body. And sometimes I've been there, done that with street rods. We go in there, we go to the junkyard, we find an old car, it's all rusted, of course. We pull it out of the junkyard, we get the plasma cutters out, and we literally have to cut all the rust out and throw it away. But we have to use that section that we've cut out to rebuild a new section, and then you have to weld it in and reconstruct the unibody of your frame. And it depends on what car you're driving, but that's the only way you can get rid of rust. Rust Gel comes in a pink bottle. It's really neat. It's got a brush, and you take a chrome wheel, for example, and it's got rust on it. You can take this Rust Gel, put rubber gloves on, and you can literally just dip in the pink little bottle with the brush and just brush this Rust Gel on and then let it sit for a while. And it's got it smells like wow. You know, you'll get sick. You don't want to smell it too long and get away once you put it on. Walk away. But it'll actually, and then you take the water, hot water, and the hose, and you just hose it off, and goodbye to the rust. But again, on that point, too, sometimes that rust is so deep past the chrome plating and into the seal. So you've got to replace.
That's the problem. When we come back, you can have some more comments on that, and we'll invite more calls at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Mark Evans with us. He's our official go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, ASC certified mechanic. And we're inviting you folks to email us up, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, or pick up the phone and say hello to Matt, who's been working with me here in a non-digital format as I'm still putting together my studio here since relocating here within Massachusetts. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking about rust. There's an old record by Neil Young called Rust Never Sleeps, is the name of an album, and that's exactly what you're describing here with this gentleman with the 2000 Corvette. If you've got that kind of rust going on, there's really no easy fix to it. I would imagine a repair like that could be quite expensive, Mark.
Oh, definitely, Bob. And there's a fine line there of, like he's asking, is, well, how far should I fix it? How far should I go? And anyone can take get it exposed where you can take your eye and just look at it and go to the edge of where the bubbles are. It looks like basically like the metal got sunburnt and it's got bubbles blistering. And just back off of that 2 to 3 inches and you'll find good solid steel. But it gets back to the dollars and the cents. It says, well, geez, what's it going to cost me, you know, to eliminate all of the amount of rust that's there? Sometimes, like you said, it's the whole carriage that could be bad, and then you're ending up having to ship in or try to find a whole other uniframe or a carriage or an A-frame or whatever type of section, and then the labor to take it out, put it back in, and maybe some welding might need to be happening, and so you say, well, what it gets back to that. The good old Kelly book or the NADA book, what's the value of the car versus what I'm going to put into it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit down and say, well, is this car, is it worth it to me? Is it worth putting that kind of dollars and cents in this thing? And I always tell everybody that the customers, my clientele, my friends, is, you know, how much do you really like the car? Because there's definitely, you know, Bob, we've had a lot of fun with the different makes and models, and if you take a Chevrolet Chevette four-door,
yeah,
then they're not really worth a lot of money. And so, you know, you say, well, what's that worth on the open market versus what's worth to me? And I'm in that boat. I have an older Suburban, and it's, you know, those older Suburbans aren't worth a lot of money, but utility-wise, I can't find a better vehicle. And, you know, if I decide to go sell it, I won't get a lot of money out of it, but when I decide to go use it, it's worth a ton of money to me because I'm using it to tow toys, firewood, whatever, and hauls people, and it just works great. So I, you know, to me, in the utility of it, it's worth $1 million. Yeah, I mean, it's worth a lot. Where
mm-hmm.
on the open market, somebody'd look at me and laugh. You want how much for that? So because there's so many of them out there for sale. So it gets down to the model Corvette, definitely, you know, there's, you know, even right down to the, we had a Ferrari that went off one of our freeways here called the Connector, and a beautiful car, of course, worth a lot of money. But when he did leave the pavement, it destroyed the car. And it definitely could be fixed, but it gets right down to, he called and he said, here's, you know, he didn't get hurt. And then he said, what, Mark, what am I dealing with here? I did an appraisal on it, parts, pieces, and then an appraisal on the value of the car. And the parts and the pieces of the labor and everything to put the Ferrari back together was a lot more than what basically the open book value was. So he's like, you know, well, wonder what I can get for the salvage. And that's where, you know, my start foaming at the mouth and my tongue's hanging out because you end up with seeing, you know, brake parts and pieces, engine, transmission. I mean, we just, you know, love that kind of stuff to slip into an old, you know, pick up an old Ford four-door station wagon in the 60s and drop all that goody Ferrari parts underneath that.
No, of course.
You know, you definitely drive around an old rusted up old, you know, talk about rust, you're driving around this old 63 Mercury Comet four-door station wagon that's got rust on the outside fenders and the bumpers has surface rust. But, you know, you open the hood and what in the world? You know, you're in Ferrari. So, you know, I'm not afraid of rust, and that's why I guess I'm bringing up that. I call it car. You know, you build these cars, these junkyard cars, you pull them out where they're rusted and the frames, but I still, at that point, before we dump in a huge horsepower torque Corvette engine or Ferrari engine or just any type of horsepower, we've got to look very close on the word rust, on frames, chassis, bodies. Bodies can be mounted on a frame that's clean, but if the body floor is all rusted where the body bolts are, can you imagine, Bob, you know, you got a Ferrari engine, this old four-door Mercury Comet, and you're out there doing 55 and decide, well, I think I'll bump this up to 85, and you just barely give any gas, you're there, but the body flies off the frame because of the wind hitting it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that. So,
yeah.
I've dealt with that, my little 38 Plymouth, when I got it, found it in a field. It was right down. The frame was sitting in the hog. It was a hog farmer that owned it. The floor was completely rusted out, so I had to do that same thing with the word rust. How much floor do I need to repair or replace? So it's the car was well worth it, and you just cut the whole entire floor out, and you build another whole new floor in it, and, it, you know, I saved the car. And so it's the word rust, just like the human body, you know, cancer, we can get it, we can pull it out. You know, human doctors can, you know, get it, hopefully all of it, and you still, you know, going. So... But there's some great products. That rust gel is a really good product. I use it a lot because when you have the old car sitting around, we don't have to worry about the rust out west here, but we do have to. There's a little bit of moisture in the winter, you know, humidity in the air, and these chrome wheels and stuff, they surface rust on them, and that rust gel works awesome. But definitely, you know, when it comes to rust, you just have to keep your eye and do an inspection and say, you know, value-wise. And gosh, talking about the word repair, try to find somebody to know how to cut the rust out and to re-weld and re-box uniframes and A-frames in and the carriages back in. That's a kind of a trick. And the thing is out there looking to find, you don't go to the auto repair shop where, for that. You'd go to the welder repair shop so you can look for welders. So.
Exactly. It becomes body shop work at that point. Another quick question that floated in via email and a little bit more simple here. It's a woman in Florida. Denise in Florida wants to know about synthetic oil. She's got a Toyota Camry, doesn't say what year, but she wants to know if Mark recommends synthetic oil. What are your thoughts on synthetic, Mark?
Well, you know, Bob, synthetic is great oil, great product. And some of the cars today, and she might have the Toyota Camry, I know the new ones do recommend the synthetic. So they, you know, you have to be careful there. If you must, you know, go to the owner's manual in the glove box and see if it recommends. It states right in the owner's manual on each and every make and model of car. It'll actually be a chart. It'll show the temperature. It's a really simple chart to look at in the owner's manual. It just shows the temperature that you're living in, and it shows the type of weight of oil that you should have in that temperature on that chart. So, you know, you're in Arizona, courtside, et cetera, and it's really, really hot. That'll show that temperature, and that'll show you the weight of oil, and it'll also say right there, conventional or synthetic. And synthetic, I would, you know, back in the days, Bob, when I first started radio and doing my own show here locally, back in the early 90s, I was granted a lot of great interviews, and I, you know, asked out loud, can I go through your plants? So I got to be able to go through the Pennzoil. They briefed me on a lot of oils. They showed me how oil's made. They told and showed me, you know, all the facts and stats, and I grew up basically interviewing all those people and seeing how they bottle it and all that. And synthetic oil, the ingredients, they always describe it to me like a chocolate cake. If you're having a contest, the scientist, he says, you know, if you got a bake-off, Mark, he says, you got 12 people there baking a cake, a chocolate cake, there's ingredients, and you have to follow the ingredients. And so that's how oil is built. Crude oil comes out, and this is a little fact that's kind of quite unique. Crude oil, you know, comes out of the ground. And, you know, Bob, they actually, everybody says, you know, some brands have wax in it. Well, all crude oil has wax. In fact, they pull the wax out, the petroleum wax, out of crude oil and sell it to, like our friends at McGuire's, the wax companies, that petroleum wax, and they also sell it to Wrigley's, Spearmint Gum. And
wow,
a lot of that is also sprayed on apples. So the synthetic oil is the best of the best. Definitely recommend it.
Well, Mark, good luck next weekend on your local show, and we'll get you back with us here real soon. Thanks for your time here today.
Definitely, Bob. I want to say happy birthday to Luke.
Oh, thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Two lips
touching together. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.